This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 252 for Thursday, February 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday as it starts the second half of the 2023-24 marketing year. With the final settlement, the March canola contract is down $9.20 at $601.20 per ton, while the May contract gives up $9.60 at $608.40 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The Malaysian palm oil market remains closed for a holiday. Global crude oil prices are lower after turning around from modest gains and are now weighing on vegetable oil values. A trader says there are more and more concerns over the South American soybean crop that are starting to keep a lid on further losses in canola. Most private consultancies now peg the ongoing Brazil soybean harvest at less than 150 million tons, down from initial ideas of more than 160 million. While waiting on fresh numbers, hot and dry conditions are taking hold of the Argentina soybean crop. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie nudging up to 74.71 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.64. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for nearly 207,000 tons of old crop soybeans to Mexico. And the USDA issues its export sales report. For the week ending January 25th, sales of old crop soybeans exceed 164,000 tons, along with a small amount of new crop. Those for old crop soy meal come in at about 494,000 tons, also with a small amount of new crop. Soy oil export sales are 1,000 tons. U.S. corn export sales are nearly 1.21 million tons of old crop, plus more than 144,000 tons of new crop. Wheat export sales are over 322,000 tons of old crop and 15,500 tons of new crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The March contract falls 19 cents at $12.03 per bushel. March soy oil gives up more than 0.4 of a cent at 45.6 cents per pound. March soy meal loses $6.60 at $361.70 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower as its March contract slips a penny at $4.47 per bushel. Oats are steady to higher, with the March contract bumping up 2 cents at $3.84. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago March rises 6 cents at $6.01.5. Kansas City March sheds a penny at $6.21. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March gains 2 cents at $6.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, February 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.